Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Education Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of education news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
UPCA partners with Acro to present 2025 Convergence, Credential Innovation in Higher Education. UPA and Acro are teaming up once again to present Convergence, Credential Innovation in Higher Education, a conference happening from September 29th to October 1st in Arlington, Virginia. This event will bring together key campus leaders to explore the future of alternative credentials in higher education. With recent shifts in federal higher education policy, such as the expansion of Pell Grants, this conference comes at a crucial time. Attendees, including deans, online learning officers, and registrars, will engage in workshops and sessions to shape institutional strategies for credential innovation. The conference aims to help institutions adapt to changing regulatory landscapes and align with emerging federal priorities. UPCE's CEO, Robert Hansen, emphasizes the importance of credential innovation, while Acro's Executive Director, Melanie Gottlieb, highlights the need for higher education to lead change and meet workforce demands. For more information and registration, visit the UPCEA website. NYCDC and SolarOne cut ribbon on state-of-the-art Environmental Education Center. Today, NYCEDC and SolarOne unveiled the new SolarOne Environmental Education Center, a cutting-edge facility designed to teach New Yorkers of all ages about sustainability and environmental stewardship. This two-story, 6,400-square-foot center features classrooms for STEM education, workshops, and community events. Built with sustainable materials, climate technology, and flood protection, the center serves as a model for coastal resiliency and immersive learning. With solar energy generation, battery storage, and flood resistance, it is the first ground-up solar and battery storage building in NYC. The center will provide hands-on experiences for learning about sustainability, climate change, and resiliency, while also offering professional development for teachers and job fair opportunities. The project was managed by NYCDC on behalf of SolarOne, with Gilbane Building Company as the construction manager and Big Bjarke Ingels Group as the architect. 2025-26 fellows of HACU's Leadership Academy, La Academia de Liderazgo, announced. The Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities has announced the 26 fellows selected for the seventh cohort of its Leadership Academy, La Academia de Liderazgo. The program aims to advance leaders in higher education, emphasizing Hispanic-serving institutions and emerging HSIs. Fellows participate in webinars and seminars, with the first seminar in November 2025 in Aurora, Colorado. The program includes mentorship with university leaders and a special project. Past alums have become university presidents. Special thanks to Capital One and Mellon Foundation for their support. The 2025-26 fellows come from various institutions across the country, with some receiving Capital One fellowships or Mellon Foundation scholarships.
Orange County United Way launches United 4OC 2030. Orange County United Way has launched United 4OC 2030, a five-year strategic plan aimed at creating a stronger workforce, healthier economy, and improved well-being for all of Orange County. The goal is to generate 4 million moments of impact by 2030, encouraging community involvement through events, donations, volunteering, and mentoring. This initiative invites individuals, businesses, and leaders to join forces in addressing pressing issues. The plan focuses on initiatives like United for Student Success, United for Financial Security, United to End Homelessness, and 211OC to support vulnerable populations and promote long-term economic stability. Orange County United Way is dedicated to building a more resilient community for current and future generations. For more information, visit unitedwayoc.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.